All right, man. That's our pre-show here for the third day of June. We're here at Obido Bay, otherwise known, as Buckminster, the Buckminster Bay, here at the Obido Inn. I'm Phil Hendry. Hendry, it sounded like Hendrick. I'm eating an apple. In fact, I've been living on a diet of apples. Are apples fattening? Seriously. How could they be, right? But nonetheless, they're delicious. And I've been in communication with Adam Chavez today, my tech. We're getting equipment delivered to my new residence. I was in touch with the guys that are going to ship my car. We're all good there. I still want to get a retouch base with the people that are transporting my girl, Thunder. Thunder and I were up early this morning. Had to take her over to the vet so she could get a certificate of health. I don't think the transport company needs it. I think at one time they did, but they don't when they saw her vaccination record, something like that. Anyway, we got up early, you know, and dropped Thunder into this pet carrier. Cats, man, they don't dig going places. They don't dig having too much to deal with. So it was a pretty tiring morning for us. But Thunder, you worked through it, man. She had all these humans, you know, looking into her mouth to see her teeth and her gums were all this bullshit. I'm watching a really cool old movie called Rear Window. Came on Netflix. I can't really describe it except Jimmy Stewart is the guy who notices a murder. He's looking at all of these rear windows, these windows of an apartment that's across the courtyard from his. And he sees all this different life going on. There's a woman who's very lonely. She's making dinner for a guy. There's a couple that's newlywed. There's a girl that's a dancer and has all these men interested in her. And there's a very mysterious couple where the man seems to be, there's a woman named Miss Lonely Hearts. And she's, Miss Lonely Hearts, and she can't really get a man. Looks like she's going to try to kill herself, but they're seeing all this shit happening. And Grace Kelly, Jimmy Stewart. And anyway, he thinks he sees a man who's murdered his wife, and that begins the drama. Nobody believes him, then they sort of do believe him, then finally they absolutely do believe him. And the guy across the way who killed his wife is played by Raymond Burr, who gradually begins to realize someone's looking at him, someone's staring at him across the way. He realizes that someone's watching his movements, and he realizes it's Jimmy Stewart across the way doing it. So, anyway. I'm really tired. Super fucking tired.